Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre, New Delhi today. The theme of this year's meeting is Viksit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. The meeting will discuss the approach paper for the vision document on Viksit Bharat. Niti Aayog said the Governing Council meeting aims to foster participative governance and collaboration between the centre and the state governments, enhancing the quality of life for both rural and urban populations. The meeting will also involve detailed deliberations on the role of states in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat. Rashtrapati Bhavan will auction selected gift items next month, presented to the President and former Presidents on various occasions through an online portal called e-Upahar. In the first phase, around 250 exquisite gifts will be auctioned. The bidding will be open from the 5th to 26th of next month. Interested persons can place their bids on portal upahar.rashtrapatibhavan.gov.in. All proceeds from the auction will be donated to help the children in need. The gift items up for auction will be available for public viewing at Rashtrapati Bhavan Museum. India's foreign exchange forex reserves rose to all-time high of $670.86 billion for the third consecutive week as of 19th of July. According to the data released by RBI, the reserves surged by $4 billion during the week. In the preceding 2 weeks, the forex reserves rose by a cumulative $14.9 billion. India and the United States have signed a cultural property agreement to repatriate stolen Indian artifacts from the U.S. Under the agreement, both countries will work together to also prevent and prohibit illicit trade, import, export, and trafficking of archaeological and ethnological materials. This is India's first ever cultural property agreement with the U.S. The nation pays tribute to former President and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his 9th death anniversary today. He played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. Dr. Abdul Kalam is also known as the Missile Man of India. He died on this day in 2015. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has officially declared her candidacy for the presidential elections by signing the necessary forms. In a social media post, Ms. Harris emphasized that in November, her people-powered campaign will win. She further reiterated that she would work hard to earn every vote. The 2024 Olympic Games got underway with a vibrant and colorful opening ceremony hosted on the Seine River at Paris in France last night. Despite heavy rains, spectators stayed put to witness the once-in-a-lifetime grand event. French President Emmanuel Macron declared open the Games. Around 7,000 athletes from around the world sailed through the Seine River for the Parade of Nations to mark the beginning of the biggest sporting event in the world. Two-time Olympic medalist shutter P.V. Sindhu and five-time Olympian table tennis player Sharad Kamal were India's flag bearers at the opening ceremony, leading the 117-athlete-strong contingent for the game. The highlights of the ceremony were iconic performances from U.S. pop sensation Lady Gaga, metal band Gojiu, and French Malian artist Aya Nakamura, the most listened to French-speaking musician worldwide, thrilling the fans on either side of the Seine River. Events are already underway in France, but procession down the Seine formally opens the Summer Games. After a stunning start to the Paris Olympics, the focus will now shift on today's sporting events. The Indian contingent has some big events coming their way today in shooting, rowing, badminton, tennis, table tennis, hockey and boxing. And in men's cricket, India will lock horns with hosts Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of three-match series at Palekele this evening. This will be followed by three-match ODI series in Colombo beginning from 1st of August. After retirement of Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli and Ravindra Jadeja from the shortest format and farewell from Rahul Dravid, now under a new captain in Surya Kumar Yadav and a new head in Gautam Gambhir, India are formally kick-starting their era. And that